Ghost ant education. Ghost ant life cycle. Habits. The life cycle of a ghost ant begins with eggs, which hatch into larvae. The larvae feed and grow until they become pupae, at which point they cease to eat and enter the cocoon stage. After several weeks in the cocoon, adult ants emerge fully grown. Ghost ants are monogenic. Each colony has only one queen who is responsible for laying all of the eggs that produce new workers and reproductives, queens and males. These winged males and queens leave their mother colony to mate, after which time the male will die while female reproductives return to establish their own colonies. This process is known as swarming or budding. Once established in a new location, ghost ant colonies reproduce rapidly by producing hundreds of new worker ants from her eggs every week. Ghost ants typically live outdoors but can also infest homes if suitable conditions exist, such as damp soil around foundations or other food sources close by, like garbage cans or pet food dishes left out overnight. To control them indoors, it is important to remove any potential nesting sites, seal up cracks around windows, doors frames, etc., eliminate moisture sources like leaky pipes/faucets, then use an insecticide specifically labeled for use on ghost ants along with baits. Ghost ant habitat. They typically inhabit warm, humid climates and need a habitat that is well protected from the elements. They live in cracks and crevices around windows and doors, as well as behind walls or baseboards in homes. Outdoors, they can be found beneath stones, logs, debris piles or protected areas of vegetation. Ghost ants prefer to nest outdoors but may enter buildings if their natural habitats become unsuitable due to climate changes or human disruption. Environmental requirements. 1. Temperature. The ideal temperature for ghost ants is between 22 to 25 degrees Celsius, 71 to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. 2. Humidity. Ghost ants prefer a relative humidity of 70 to 80%. 3. Light. Ghost ants need indirect or diffuse light, but they should not be exposed to direct sunlight, as this can cause the colony to overheat and die off. 4. Substrate/soil type. Ghost ants do best in sandy soil with some organic matter mixed in for nutrition, such as compost or mulch. For colonies kept in captivity, potting soil with sand added is often sufficient. 5. Nesting sites. In their natural environment, ghost ants construct nests beneath stones and logs or even inside hollowed-out tree trunks and stumps. When kept in captivity, they may use similar nesting sites if provided with them by the keeper. Otherwise, they will build small mounds near the entrance of their enclosure, which will provide enough space for their needs while still protecting them from predators or environmental changes that could threaten the colony's health.